that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Another show. Another Wednesday. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, where do I start today? I read this story. There's a woman who lost $160,000 to a scammer posing as Dierks Bentley.
$160,000?
Yep. A South Carolina woman has lost $160,000 in a Twitter scam involving someone posing as the country music star Dierks Bentley.
Oh,
the
man.
Victim's sister told Rock Hill Police on Tuesday that she thought she had been sending cashier's checks and gift cards to Dierks Bentley for around 2 years.
But did she ever ask herself why Dierks would need money?
Well, Dierks asked me for money a lot. I don't ask. But he just goes, hey, buddy, can I get a few bucks? You know, I don't know. I don't even want to ask that question because I don't know what she's going through. I don't know what her mental... I don't know.
That's true. I mean, yeah, I know. It has to be that. Something.
I hate this for her.
Me too. And Dierks should just pay her back.
Amy, $160,000? And here's the thing.
Or
Dierks is probably listening
card.
Right now because Dierks works out in the morning and listens this early.
Yeah. So, I mean, he could just, like, you know,
stop
get her
it,
something.
Amy, stop.
I mean, I feel really bad. She was tricked.
Yeah. Again, then if he does that, then everyone that
I
gets
know.
Tricked has to get paid back by their person or it's, yeah, that
I
stinks.
Know. Such a bummer.
By the way, and there are people that are posing as me asking for gift cards and, but that really is me on different accounts.
Okay, but it went on for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And then $160,000, like, that's a lot.
Through the 2 years, yeah, through all the checks and gift cards.
Yeah, like, what?
Mm-hmm. By the way, here's my point.
Yeah.
If you follow, like, a country music star, fake accounts will come to you unless they have the blue check mark on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. It's just not them.
Yeah.
But I hated seeing this because that's sad. Somebody took advantage of someone. Yeah, it's not good. So there's that. I just saw that this morning. Let me tell you something else on my mind. There is this character, a DC comic book character named Plastic Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I put this in my Insta story a couple days ago. This comic book character looks exactly like me. Not kind of like me.
He's similar, yeah.
No, it looks... Have you seen his face?
Yes, I looked at your story.
It's like 93% of people voted on my Insta story that it looked exactly like me. When I saw it, I thought someone had drawn up a fake character of me. Eddie, have you seen this?
I'm looking at it right now, and he wears tight clothes, huh? Like a tight spandex over his
I don't know, but I'm
chest.
Just his face. His face looks like me.
And he has glasses.
Yeah.
Hair's kind of like yours.
Yeah. I think it's me.
Wow, you're a superhero.
Yeah, basically. Do you think someone used you as inspiration?
No.
No.
Remember them when the Shock Top beer logo came out and I was like, that's me! And I was going to sue them.
Mm-hmm. Can you sue for a look?
I never sued anybody. I don't know how to sue people. I just yell things sometimes.
I know, but I mean, now you have a mirror ball, so.
That's true. But that Shock Top, Eddie, Google the Shock Top beer logo.
Let me see this guy.
Tell me that from the side that doesn't look like me with the glasses. Because I have a pretty, my face is pretty, you know, it's not a normal face, not the best looking face. It's definitely
yeah,
me.
It does look like you. But it's an orange, Bones.
Okay.
It's not a real person, but it does look like you.
It does look like
Well,
it
Plastic
does,
Man's
yeah.
a plastic. Hey, Morgan,
point.
Number two. If you put up at BobbyBones.com, put a picture up of me and the Shock Top beer logo and then Plastic Man.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because I would have picked somebody better if I were like modeling after someone. Listen, I'm no treat to look at physically. But I thought they both looked like me.
This is bizarre, like how a slice of orange can look like Bobby, but it does.
Eddie, don't you see that?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it does.
Like even the shape of his mouth is your mouth.
You don't hear me claiming a lot of things look like me, but when I saw that beer logo, I was like, I thought they just created it as a joke. I don't even drink. Nah. We're here Wednesday. I'm fired up, as you can tell. The Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. It's my band, The Million Dollar Show. It is happening. We're doing a big sweepstakes presented by the General Insurance. I want you to come to the show, and you may be like, well, it's sold out in like 3 minutes, Bobby. And you may be like, I can't get in. Contraire, mon frere. Because go to BobbyBones.com. It's me, Eddie, that's our band, and Luke Bryan's going to show up and play. Lady Antebellum, Cole Swindell, John Party, Three Doors Down, so many more. Presented by the General Insurance, and all you have to do is go to BobbyBones.com. And we don't just give you tickets, because you can be anywhere. You can be in Fresno hearing this. You can be in Pittsburgh. We're going to fly you down. We're going to put you in a hotel. get you 2 tickets to the show. Just go to BobbyBones.com. Morgan number 2, is this on the front page? Is that how they define it?
Yep, front and center. They can't miss it.
Can't miss it. For more rules and info, BobbyBones.com, keyword rules. But that's there, that's that. Why don't we get started with the show? Amy, you feel good about that?
Yep, let's do it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymundo. In weather news, 50s and 60s in most places. A little colder up north and in the northeast. Tons of snow in Michigan and along the Rocky Mountains. In other news, they're still looking for that Colorado mom who disappeared on Thanksgiving Day. Police have released grocery store surveillance video of the day she vanished. Contact authorities if you know anything. And finally, Kathy Lee Gifford announced her decision to leave the Today Show yesterday. She'll still be around into the new year, so she's not leaving right away.
Big 3.
News stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, come on.
All right, time to play a game called Never Gonna Get It. Ask me why this game is so difficult.
Well, because it's really hard to get the answer.
Okay, cool.
You got to ask him.
Oh, sorry. Why is this game so difficult?
Because I don't think you're going to get it. You're never going to get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm on. I got you.
My bad.
Almost 20% of people say they're still paying for this. As of today, 20% of people say they're still paying for this specific thing.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that. Lunchbox will let you ruin it if you can get it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Engagement ring.
An engagement ring. It is the season.
Tis the season to get married.
Tis the season to get engaged.
Oh, tis the season to get engaged.
It is not. What we'll do, we'll hop away for just a second. We'll come back. Almost 20% of people say that they are still paying for this. Amy, Eddie, get your answers ready.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Bobby Bones is on. The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, the question inside the Never Gonna Get It. Almost 20% of people say, as of today, they're still paying for this. 20% of people. Amy.
Text messaging.
Text, wow.
Because, you know, normally it comes with your plan unlimited, but some people still pay per text.
No, I get it. Not it. Eddie?
I got it. Student loans.
Oh, wow.
That's way higher than
people
that.
People are, oh.
Yeah.
More than 20%.
Ooh, can I get it?
Well, you guessed last time.
I know, but I want to come back. I want to come back into the game.
Oh, you're talking about like a comeback story?
Yeah, comeback story.
Okay, go
like
ahead.
Like the underdog.
Go ahead.
They're still paying for a landline, home phone, ching ching, bing bing.
Almost 20% of people still say they're paying for a landline.
Yeah! Oh. Hmm. Oh, I thought you said yes.
Mm. No, I never even said a sound that sounded like yes. It was only no.
Okay.
The answer is
a divorce.
20% of people are still saying they're paying for last year's holiday spending.
Oh, that's terrible.
Tis the season.
Here we are, putting stuff on credit cards.
Dave Ramsey would not be happy with
would
that.
Not. Mm-hmm. And so, credit card time, you're buying gifts for everyone. It almost feels like credit card's not real money, but it is.
Yeah, it's real.
It's actually more than real money because you're paying more.
Interest.
That's right. So think about that. Eventually, he's going to come get it. You know, it's going to be gotten.
A lot of people don't understand that interest, really. Like, my brother still doesn't get it.
What do you mean?
Like, how it works.
Like, what has he done?
He just thinks that it's like they lent him the money, and it's just like, why are they charging me extra stuff?
Wait,
it's called interest.
Isn't your brother an adult man?
Yeah, he's like 45.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe you're selling him out like that. I mean, like, really?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Like, that's a interesting
fact. How many credit cards do you have?
Fact. I have one that I use my work stuff on. And one that's like for personal expenses. And that's how we recommended, or was recommended to keep everything really clean. It's like the cleanest way to do it, to stay organized.
Lunchbox?
Oh, I got like 7 or 8.
Eight, what?
Credit cards. I used to, whenever I'd go to a sporting event, they'd be offering me a free t-shirt. If I fill out a credit card application, I'd fill out every one of them. I've got those free t-shirts, free hats, I got it all. So I got a lot of credit cards.
Do you use them all?
No, my longest running though is Discover. I'm proud of that. I'm like a gold member because I've been a proud member since 2000. What about you?
Just one.
Amex Black.
No.
Oh.
No, it's like
Southwest card.
Yeah.
That's mine.
That's a good one.
Well, how many credit cards do you use?
Like 3 or 4.
Do you have a big credit card bill?
No, I don't have a big credit card bill because I move it around. You know, like I take it from one credit card, move it to the other credit card because it's like, oh, they give you 12 months interest free.
You
like
can do that?
Yeah, if you transfer a balance from something, they give you 12 months interest free, then you move it to the other one. Guys, play the system.
I think you're getting played. Anybody else?
I don't know what he's doing over there. It sounds illegal.
Yeah.
So I have no comment because I don't want to be brought into the court case.
Like, eventually
later.
That's going to come back to.
Well, listen, 20% of people haven't paid for last year's holiday spending, and yet they're spending again. Yeah. So heads up, right?
Let's go shopping.
There you have it. Thank you. Oh, it's
Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Florida Georgia Line announced their fourth album, Can't Say I Ain't Country, and it will come out on February 15th.
You know, it's weird that it's their fourth album. That's it. Like, they're such a big deal. Yeah. Amy, isn't that crazy? It's just their fourth album.
No, I know. When I think back to, like, when Cruise was, it seems like they've just been around forever, but they're still, I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
Well, it's been 6 or 7 years, but I just can't believe they only put out four records. So, all right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Kane Brown and Lauren Elena were added to Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. You can watch it on ABC on New Year's Eve.
And Kelsey Ballerini's also doing that show, and I always like the New Year's Eve shows, I guess because I'm not that cool. I don't really go out on New Year's Eve. So I get pretty excited about the performances. Hey, Amy, what are you guys doing on New Year's Eve? That's your anniversary too, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it varies. You know, I mean, sometimes we go out and celebrate. Sometimes we're asleep by 10. You know?
I do like watching, though, the shows because when the East Coast New Year happens, we have a lot of East Coast listeners. I'm always like, oh, that's fun. And then they always probably don't care when it's Central Time New Year's. And then by the time poor Pacific Time gets their New Year's, we're all tired and checked out. It's like 3 a.m. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, what else, Morgan, number two?
A fan shared a video of Jake Owen performing on stage while his little girl Pearl sang along and played guitar in the background. Owen shared the video on Twitter saying, "This just made my life."
All right, there you have it. Thank you, Morgan, number two.
I'm Morgan, number two. That's The Skinny. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a guy who plays baseball for the Pirates in Pittsburgh. His name is Josh Harrison. And so what happens with these players is they don't always live in the city where they're playing. Like, you can play professional football for the Tennessee Titans, but you don't live in Nashville all year. You're just kind of in Nashville when the season's happening. And the same thing happens with Josh. Like, he's from Cincinnati. So as soon as he finishes his season playing with the Pirates in Pittsburgh, they're moving back to Cincinnati. And instead of packing up all their belongings, they were just like, you know what? We're doing pretty good. They just donated their whole house, everything in their house. A living room full of stuff, kitchen full of stuff, pots and pans and food. They were like, you know what? We're just going to donate it. The donation helps this one family specifically with a lot of things they needed. So I thought that was pretty cool of him to do.
Yeah.
It was like, we have plenty, and let's just make it easy and donate everything.
Love it.
So, yeah, shout out to Josh Harrison with the Pittsburgh Pirates who did that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Newport Richey, Florida. James Newberry was out of money. He's like, what can I do to get some more money? I know, counterfeit money. Mm. So he headed down to the public library to use the color printer to print some fake money. Prints it out, and he's like, how am I going to get this cut? So he takes it to the librarian and says, hey, can you use your paper cutter to chop the money?
That's so funny. What an idiot. Like, color printer, chopping money with like the... Go ahead.
So the librarian's like, oh, this doesn't seem right. She called police, and they searched his house, and he had a bunch of counterfeit making money, and he was arrested.
I mean, you're using the color printer at the library. You're going to get caught. I wonder if someone got the money and was like, this doesn't seem right. Why is Chris Farley on the dollar bill? All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
If you call our studio, we have a big phone screen to my left, and I see everybody that's calling, and I try to fit people in. Sometimes about topics. Sometimes I just say, hey, call if you have something you want to ask. And so we try to take calls during the show. Here is a clip, though, of a radio show in Northern Ireland, right? They were talking about Brexit, and a caller was on hold for 35 minutes. When they finally got to him, he had fallen asleep, and he was just snoring. Here's a clip of that. Here you go.
Joey in Bournemouth has been waiting for 35 minutes.
And you're going to blame it on me now, are you?
No. We believe he's fallen asleep because we think we can hear him snoring. All right? So let's just pump this up and see.
That's not fair.
We put the man to sleep.
I knew it.
Hello, Joey.
Sound like
Hello,
a bear.
Joey.
Like... Not only is this poor guy asleep on the phone, he also snores like loud and angrily. He needs one of those machines on his face. And sometimes people wait on, we try to get to people in a timely manner, but there have been people wait for an hour or so. I used to call on a sports show in Little Rock, and I'd wait on hold for hours sometimes to talk. I'd be like, Randy Rainwater, this is Bobby. I just want to say, go Hogs, and I'd hang up. And I'd be like, I waited for an hour to get on the sports talk show to y'all go. But I would, man. I was the guy who called the show. That was it. I am in California again today. This week I'm in California. We're taping American Idol, and we started Hollywood Week here, which is pretty nutty because, I mean, we're now at the stage in Hollywood Week, and I can't say too much about it because, you know, a lot of it happens on TV. But where last night, everybody started, like, grabbing their groups. It's mayhem. There's, like, 100 people left right now. Mm-hmm. I was in a theater for the last 2 days, and I watched them cut people. They do that thing where they take 10 people, all 10 of them sing, and they go, so-and-so, step forward. And then they go, you in the back, you're cut. Or you in the front, you're cut.
It's like
a movie. I know. It's like a movie. It's like I've seen on TV, but I've never been at this part of the show. But now I'm, like, mentoring during this part of the show. And so that was crazy to see, and I'm working with some of the kids there. And I talked to Luke. In Luke, I see a bit anyway around home. Like, I saw Luke randomly around the house. Not around the house, like around the neighborhood.
Like, in Nashville or in L.A.?
No, in L.A.
Okay, so yeah, when you say home, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I guess y'all are both sort of just there for a little bit. Does seeing Luke make it feel like home, or does it still feel weird?
Well, Luke I see all the time. But, like, I saw Katy Perry and I'm like, is Katy Perry even going to remember who I am?
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And she was like, hey, we were all watching videos of you dancing. Ha, 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 ha. And I was like,
oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah, she was funny. It was funny. And then Lionel Richie's always super nice. But I went and talked to them. Okay, but it's like these crews are, it's so tight. Like the judges come in, the kids come and move the cameras. I start working. And then when it's over, everybody's out. Everybody's like in their respective places again because there's so much you have to do in such a little amount of time. But then last night it was, you know, they'd cut half of it, so we're down to like 100 or so, and everybody's like making their groups, and people are sick, and I mean, people are crying, and it's crazy. It's like the craziest thing, and so, like, and I start working with them, and you know what I tell them? Everyone's always like, what do you say when you mentor somebody? At this stage, mostly, it's, hey, stop making excuses. Because people will get up and go, sorry, I'm sick, before they perform, or like, ooh, didn't get any sleep last night. I'm like, you don't think these judges, who are humongous performers in their own right, haven't performed sick or sleepy or, like, no excuses.
Okay, that's good advice.
Well, that's because they all get up, they're like, sorry, I may be a little off, or I forgot my words. Also, I tell them this. If you act like you didn't mess up, nobody thinks you messed up. Just keep going. If you mess up and you just own it like you didn't mess up, people will go, oh, maybe I just saw that wrong. So it's things like, at this point, I don't really get super in-depth with them because, again, there was 100 kids left. But then again, some of them are 15 and some of them are 28. So, you know, some of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's totally, like, it's maturity-wise.
Yeah.
You have to spread your mentoring around. You can't say the same thing to each person.
Well, some of them, it's like, hey, don't forget to wear deodorant. And then some of them's like, I know you got 3 kids at home. You know? So,
dang.
But yeah, that's where I am. So I'm in California again today, which is, I'm just here for this week. And then I get to, like, take a break for a while.
So what's it like?
Which part? Like
your life there, when you're there, because you were there for Dancing with the Stars, but you were, like, there for a while, and now you're kind of back and forth. I mean, are you feeling more at ease there, or is it still like, oh, I don't really fit in L.A.?
I don't do anything but work. So it really feels no different. If you're new to the show, I grew up in a town of like 700 people. So the whole Los Angeles thing is weird to me. I've never been out here unless it's to work. And I'm staying in a hotel room. And then I just go to work. And then I come and go back to the hotel room. So there's not like, it's not like the Kardashians where I'm, you know, popping around to cool places. I don't even know what cool places are. It really is no different to me than if I'm in Nashville or, except for my house. But if I'm working in Nashville or I'm Tampa, it's just like, I'm just working. So, it's fine. I'm just in my hotel room. I order room service. Late at night, they shut the room service down at 10 o'clock, and I come down and there's nothing to eat.
Oh, so what do?
I eat protein bars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds exciting.
It is not. It is
glamorous.
Not. I got a big one. Tonight's the overnight night. I have one more big night of when I stay up all night with them. And so, like everybody practice.
So why do they do that?
It's like boot camp almost.
Oh, okay.
And it's good TV because everybody's exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to sing. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow they go perform again for the judges and they cut it down again to like 70. So, yeah.
That's intense. Who knew?
Yeah. I didn't even know, and I've seen it on the show, and it's super intense, and it's a bunch of people running around, just like going nuts. I would imagine this is what like having kids is like, but 100 of them.
Yeah, probably.
And sometimes you have adults like teamed up with like 25-year-olds teamed up with 16-year-olds trying to do a group number together and like trying to create it themselves. And the adults are like, hey, idiot kid, pay attention.
Even though there's tons of people and it's probably really hard, do you have some people in your head right now that you could see like winning?
Sure, but I'm lucky enough that I work with great people all the time. Like, I mean, people come to our studio, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That what I see now aren't people that are amazing from right now, but it's people that I go, oh, with a little work through like coaching, they could really be good. So I really don't, like, again, it's 100 people too. And it's for 30 seconds at a time. So I really haven't spent any time with them like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah, I see people that are good.
Anybody you could date?
No, it's not The Bachelor / American Idol.
Hey, a new twist.
I know. I made that joke and then I wish I wouldn't have. I made that joke. I shouldn't have made that joke because I made that joke in front on the stage. And I was like, and I know.
You made that joke what stage?
Well, American Idol.
You did?
Well, yeah. They have to get the kids out of there because of work hours. You can only work a certain amount of times if you're a minor. Uh-huh. And so they got all the minors out. And I was up talking, like giving them some direction. And I was like, hey, listen, it's American Idol, but I'm also single. So this can be The Bachelor, too, because we're all in the same hotel.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
But all the minors had left.
All the minors had left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were all gone. Yeah,
then it's fine.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't very professional.
They probably laughed, though.
Oh, they thought it was hilarious.
Did it work? Anybody come like, what room are you in?
No. No. They did not. I have a funny room story to tell you in a minute coming up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
And getting so close to Christmas. So close. Hope you guys got your shopping done. At least most of it. You?
No.
No? All right, there we go. I'm going to give you a Christmas movie clip. You just name the movie. Okay?
Okay.
All these are Christmas movies. Write your answer. Here we go. Number one.
Okay, people. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
There you go. I'm in for the win.
Men. Softball there. Amy?
Elf.
Elf. Lunchbox.
Elf.
There you go. Okay, name the Christmas movie. Clip number two.
Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's because you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Well, I double dog dare you!
I triple dog dare you!
Somebody come back! Come back! Come in! Come back!
Do you know that Christmas movie?
Yep. I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Christmas Story.
Lunchbox?
A Christmas Story.
There you go. Good. Okay. Name this Christmas movie.
That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence.
That's a good one.
What?
Shoot.
Like a little bit, I got goosebumps just when hearing that clip. And I don't even think I've seen the whole movie.
Oh,
I just watched
so
parts
good.
Of it.
That's the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I'm in for the
win. I'm trying to think of the name.
Amy?
Tiny Tim.
Lunchbox?
Miracle on 34th Street.
No. It's a Wonderful Life.
With Tiny Tim?
No.
No.
Yeah,
Tiny Tim is not in it. That's a Christmas carol.
But starring Tiny Tim? No.
Tiny Tim cameo?
No. Oh. All right, name this one.
Somehow or other, it came just the same. It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
Maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store.
There you go. Can you name that one?
I'm in for the win.
I'm debating.
Amy looks confused.
I'm in.
Amy?
The Grinch.
Lunchbox?
Scrooge.
Mike D, can I give this to Amy or no? Yeah? It is The Grinch. Yes.
Okay.
Or How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh.
I can give that to her? Yes? Okay. One more. Name this Christmas movie.
You killed him.
Did not. And he's not Santa.
Well, he was.
got some ID on him, I bet. If something should happen to me, put on my suit, the reindeer will know what to do. Yeah, right.
There you go.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Santa Claus.
Amy, for the win, if you get it.
Santa Claus.
There you go.
What doesn't
there
kill you
is.
Makes you stronger.
There's your winner.
Hear the music. Doesn't mean
I'm lonely. Merry Christmas, everybody. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm lonely. Favorite Christmas movie, Amy?
Elf.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
A Christmas Story.
Eddie?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Raymundo?
Home Alone.
Ooh. It's a sore spot with me.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two?
Elf.
Elf? Consensus Elf? Or
Bobby?
Yeah, Elf. Yeah, I think so. Oh, the Santa Claus. Ooh, both of them. Ooh. There you go. There you go. Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Terrell in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
What up, buddy?
Oh, man, just wanted to call, long-time listener, big-time fan. Commute about an hour and a half, 2 hours every day to work, and give guys shows on the radio nonstop on the way home, on the way there. And positivity is awesome, and you guys are great to listen to, and I just wanted to say congrats on winning Dancing with the Stars. It was the first and only season I've ever watched and probably will watch.
That's funny. Hey, so what do you do for a living?
I work at a fire department.
And so you drive hour and a half to 2 hours every day?
Well, the way it plays out is we work 10 days a month, so it ends up being about 20 or a little bit more days a month that I end up making the commute, which isn't terrible.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. So you don't have to do it as much, but when you do it, it's a little longer. I guess kind of like a shift, too, right? Like, talk me through a shift for you.
So we work 24-hour shifts, 8 a.m. to 8 a.m., 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. We do anything from training to install smoke detectors for people in our community to fire prevention, pub ed, anything of that nature, train. And then after 5 o'clock, we kind of, it's like living with your second family. Have dinner. You know, we're at the station for 24 hours, so sleep there. If we have a call in the middle of the night, we're there. We're quicker to get out go help someone if they need it. So.
I have so many questions for you here. How about when you go to sleep and you're at work, because you have to sleep, but are you kind of sleeping with one eye open because you could get the call at any time?
Yeah, kind of. You don't sleep as well as you do at home, that's for sure. Everyone has little niches that they do to help them sleep a little bit lighter. I sleep with the TV on just so I have some background noise. Don't get to sleep as good as I do at home, but it's fun. I mean, awesome job. So
do you have a fire pole that you jump down? Even if you don't need it, you just slide down the pole?
No, we don't, man. They remodeled the station I'm at right before I got hired on, and they took out the fire pole. They said it's too bad on the knees and lower back. So.
Everybody's getting older. Sorry. We got to pull it out. Okay, so, man, do you have a wife?
Or
a girlfriend?
No.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, what does she think about you risking your life all the time? Like, it's a noble thing that you're doing, but for her, I bet it's like, man, like, it's tough, huh?
Well, we actually met because of that. I moved a little bit closer for a little while, and she was a bartender at a local restaurant, and we met because of the fire station, and she knew when we met that, hey, this is it. This is what I'm going to do no matter what, and she kind of realized how everything works out and how everything plays, and she's like, you know, I'm not really worried because you guys wash more trucks than you go to fires. So
it only takes one fire though, man. You're risking your life. Like, listen, all of us in the show, we really appreciate what you do. Like, all jokes aside, like, I know you called to say something about our show, but we're just a bunch of goobers up here talking on the radio. Like, what you do, that's real life stuff, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it, sir. It's awesome. Like I said, big fan of you guys. Listen to you guys every morning. I'm on the road. So
can I send this guy like a signed book or something? Hey, can I send you a signed book? Will you read it? I don't even care if you read it. Will you take it and not throw it away?
Yeah.
All right, good. I have a book called Fail Until You Don't. Terrell, hold on the line here. I'm gonna get you this. Right, come on, clap. This guy's a hero right here.
Yes.
Come on, risking his life every day. Come on. All right.
And then in his free time, or they install fire things in people's homes.
Cats out of trees.
I know. I'm like, gosh, firefighters.
Probably an
awesome.
Old lady occasionally up in a tree. Probably saving them. Come on, that's a good thing right there. I love that.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show.
Come on. It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
This is sometimes if people are serving the homeless downtown, they just drop off food, or maybe they take a grill down there and grill up some hamburgers or hot dogs. Well, every Tuesday, a classically trained chef takes time out of her schedule to feed people in need at a park in Knoxville, Tennessee. Yeah, classically trained. She makes big old things of beef stew based on a recipe that was handed down from her grandmother. So she really tries to take time to give people a really, really special meal. And she does it every Tuesday.
That's cool. Hey, what happened to you, Amy, recently? You're walking down the street and some woman comes by yelling for a homeless guy.
Oh, yes, sis. Well, yeah, she said, did you see that guy in the long coat? He's homeless. He went that way. Like, I think. And I was like, oh, yeah, he just went across the street. He's right there. And she starts chasing after him.
What were you thinking at this point?
At this point, I'm like, oh, no. Like, he stole something from her. Like, she looks like she is going after him. Like going to get whatever he took and she's going to get it back. And I'm like waiting for it to go down and I'm watching and I'm like, oh, woman, be careful. Like, you never know what he could do. And then she hands him something and then she comes running back across the street. And so I see her and I say, is everything okay? Like, what just went down? She goes, oh, I just desperately wanted to find him so I could give him a card with some locations of some shelters he can stay at night because it's getting really, really cold outside. And I was like, oh, okay. I just felt like a total loser for like automatically thinking the negative when she was like just wanting to hunt him. He had done nothing wrong. So I prejudged that situation. And she was hooking him up with like shelters to stay at night.
You know, I think instead of this story being about you prejudging or judging, I think it's all just about somebody who was like doing something awesome.
Yes, I know. That is definitely the highlight, that she was doing that. And I was like, oh, wow, like we should be, I could easily be more considerate and know where maybe some people could go. Yeah. But I just, my heart, like I felt a little icky.
Well, that, no. And everybody else just learned a lesson from your story and you sharing that. I love that.
All right,
that's
cool.
That's good. That's what it's all about. There's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If getting a good night's sleep is important to you as it is to me, there's nothing worse than those random nighttime noises that can keep you awake. Someone snoring nearby, or late night road work, or the dog in the backyard next door barking. Listen, the good folks at Bose feel your pain. I have these. I love these. You know Bose as the leader in noise-canceling headphones. Now they've developed a unique innovation that covers irritating nighttime noises in a new way with soothing sounds. All you have to do is choose a preloaded sound of your choice. Put in Bose tiny, snug-fitting sleep buds. They're no ordinary sleep buds, by the way. They combine aspects of passive noise reduction with active noise masking. Not only do they block ambient noise from reaching your eardrums, they put out little gentle repetitive sounds, both soothing and they're going to knock out some distractions. The point is you get better sleep with fewer disruptions. I love them. If you want to learn more, go to Bose.com or try them at a Bose store near you. They're Bose sleep buds. I use them. There's also an alarm inside of them. Also available at Best Buy and Amazon.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby. Over to Amy now. Amy coming over to you with Big Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call Santa's most impolite reindeer?
What do you call Santa's most impolite reindeer?
Rude off.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny. Rude off, yeah. That's funny.
That was the Morning Corny.
And the Christmas spirit. Which, by the way, Eddie, our video producer, has two kids, two sons.
Yeah.
How old are they?
5-year-old and a 10-year-old.
And so...
two boys.
Your new Christmas gift idea for the kids is you have these categories.
Yeah. I was talking to some dads about it, and I like it. It's three gifts total, okay?
Okay.
One you want, one you need, and one you read. That way, make them read, so that way they're good readers. You've always said kids that read books early in life become successful.
But would you do that, though?
What? Buy them books?
Do these three things. You're going to get one thing they want.
It's my idea, and I love it. And I think we should totally do it. It'll save money. It'll educate them. And then it teaches them the spirit of the season. Like, it's not all about what you want. We'll give you one about what you want, and then the other is what you need, and then reading. My wife doesn't like it. She thinks it's boring.
So what is the plan? How do they get the gifts that they want?
So the way we do it now is we give them a catalog to, like, say, Target, and they circle whatever they want. Now, Junior, my 5-year-old, he circled everything. So that's not really going to work. So I think we've been doing in the past where we pick out of their list, which their list is just ridiculous. And this is my solution. But my wife just thinks it's spoiling Christmas. It's just like, that's just so boring. And, like, that's not fun at all. And I think it's a great idea.
Amy, you have two kids. Your kids are 8 and 11.
Yes.
How do you guys do Christmas presents?
Well, this is our first year, so we don't have a way, really. I mean, they've been kind of telling us things that they like or want. And I don't even think they honestly understand. Last year, Christmas Day, they had been here 3 days, and we gave them sleeping bags, and they thought they were amazing. And that's all we gave them, because we didn't want to overwhelm anything. And we just chilled at the house, and it wasn't like Santa came, no stockings, wasn't anything crazy. So this year's going to be very different.
You know what would be cool is if every year, regardless of what you do, is you still give them a new sleeping bag every year.
That's going to be a lot of sleeping bags.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's a cool idea.
It's like their thing, though.
They'll always remember
their sleeping bag forever, because they got their first Christmas until forever. Even when they get adults.
That's funny. When they get married, we'll be like, here's your sleeping bag.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be really cool.
No, that is. That's a good idea. So, yeah. Okay. We'll make that a tradition. But this year, we'll be with all of our family. So I think they'll see, actually, it was just us. And I think my dad was here. So it was really quiet and calm. And so this year is going to be like chaos. And I'm excited for them to see Christmas chaos.
Yeah. And I think they're ready for it now. They weren't ready for it last year when they first moved to America.
Except for, I don't know, my son is stuck on getting one of those little cars you drive in. Those little kid cars. You actually get in and drive around.
Battery-powered cars.
Yes.
Someone had one and he wants to have one?
Yes. Yes. And I'm like, because he's 8. I don't think they're for 8-year-olds, but he looks 5. So I guess
he
can fit. But I don't know.
Do you have all your shopping done or no?
No. But honestly, I think if we got him that one thing, he would be like, sweet. But I haven't even researched how much those are or anything. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Are you hiding things in the house yet?
No, I haven't done anything.
No, nothing.
No, oh, I'm telling you.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Oh, I have boxes. I have a room designated for where all the boxes are at.
Remember being a kid and we'd go find things?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I used to unwrap and rewrap.
Oh, wow.
I was the worst.
And we made the mistake of telling them don't go in that room. So now I know when we're not looking, they go in the room and check. Mm. Right.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get you guys that next year. Something you can read.
No,
that's
going to
be the only gifts that I get you guys.
Yeah, that'd be it. Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show. So what happened? This woman delivered her own baby at Taco Bell?
Yeah, so she was on her way to the hospital, but she could not make it. So she pulled in to a Taco Bell parking lot, called 911, and ended up delivering the baby in the parking lot while talking to the 911 operator. And the 911 operator was even like, you got to find something to tie off her umbilical cord. And she didn't have anything, but she found a ribbon that she had laying in her car. It has a shiny silver ribbon, and she tied the cord with that. Boom.
We have audio. Here, play some audio of this. I haven't heard this yet.
911 operator told me to find something to tie her cord with, and I had nothing. So I found a ribbon that I had in my car. So she had a shiny silver ribbon tying her cord. I mean, I think that we at least deserve some nachos out of this, because that happened.
You know what? If nobody else buys her nachos, I will buy her nachos.
Yeah. I mean, she's not asking for much. And Taco Bell is getting a lot of press about it. This story is all over.
There is a 9-year-old that called 911 after their parents said, hey, you need to clean a room. And so she got mad and called. Amy, I wonder, you have an 11-year-old. If you tell your daughter, it's Tashira, go clean your room. And then she goes up and gets on the phone and calls 911. What do you do?
Oh, she's in big trouble. Huge. No Netflix for a month.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's pretty.
It's crazy that that's a punishment.
No Netflix?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, it is. And it works wonders. You threaten Netflix and it's like, okay, yes, ma'am. What do you need?
Really? That's very valuable to them, huh?
Yeah. And their tablets are pretty valuable. That's the first thing that normally gets taken away. But for sure with our son, Stevenson, tablet, first thing. And then Stashira, first thing, I go Netflix.
An incident occurred over the weekend has prompted police to issue a reminder to parents that you need to talk to your kids about 911 because this girl, they said, hey, clean your room. She goes, she don't want to. Called 911, told on her mom.
Golly.
There you go, Amy.
Yeah, that's misuse of 911.
So what would you do, and have you talked to your kids about 911?
Yes, they've learned about it at school. They wanted to call 911 on me when they thought I ran a red light or something.
Oh, that would have been so funny. I'd like to have that audio.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have phones, so they couldn't. But, I mean, my son was in the back basically I'm going to call 911.
Wait, why are you running red lights?
It wasn't red. It was yellow.
Oh, my and goodness. Then, come on.
By the time they saw it, it looked red. It was fine.
It was fine.
It yeah. was.
Do you ever do the thing? And I'm a really cautious driver, so much so that you guys make fun of me.
Yes.
But do you ever do the thing where you're pulling through the yellow light and you're like, oh, it's close. So instead of seeing it turn yellow to red, you close your eyes so you don't see it hit red?
No.
But that way in your heart, you never ran the red light. Because I'll be like, oh, it's yellow. And I can't stop because you're in that weird place where you can't slam on your brake or you'll hurt traffic. So you kind of have to nail it to go through. And then you close your eyes so you don't see it turn red, so you didn't break the law in your own heart.
Yeah, no, you didn't break the law anyway because you were going through as it was yellow. You didn't know when it was going to turn red.
I know, but
breaking the law. But no, you should never close your eyes while driving.
I know, duh. I would never do that. I just wondered if you guys did
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, I would never. Friend.
No, yeah. By the way, my band, it's the Raging Idiots. It's Eddie and myself. We are playing this big show at the Ryman Auditorium. We should get like a Raging Idiots clip when I talk about this contest because then people will just be so ready to get in this contest. And so it sold out in like mere seconds because it's us playing and Luke Bryan shows up, Lady Antebellum, Cole Swindell, John Party, so many people. It's the 4th annual $1 Million show presented by the General Insurance. And if you couldn't get tickets or you couldn't come to Nashville, that's why we're having this contest. The prize is provided by Premier Networks and we're going to fly you down, put you in a hotel, give you tickets. Just go to BobbyBones.com and just get in there. Listen to this. Come on. Why would you not want to come to this concert right here? Turn it up.
Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in
a... BobbyBones.com. Get in that contest right there and do that.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bob Barker's birthday, which is crazy, Ramey. He's 95 years old, or I forget he's still alive.
I mean, I guess I thought because Drew Carey took over for some reason, sometimes I think he's no longer with us,
mm-hmm.
but he is, so happy birthday.
95, crushing it, love that. Bob Barker, 95. Let's play a game. Amy, I'll give you the name of a game show, you tell me the host.
Okay.
This one obviously is The Price is Right, so it would be...
Drew Carey.
Yeah, Bob Barker, because okay, that's his birthday. But yes, who's mostly known for it, okay?
Gotcha.
Wheel of Fortune.
Pat Sajak.
Boom, give that girl a point. Good. Jeopardy.
Alex Trebek.
Boom, give her a point. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis.
What do you think Regis' last name is? It's funny that you can't commit to his last name.
Regis Philbin? Philbin.
Regis Philbin. I can't believe. Excuse me?
It's Philbin. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
What would you always just, kind of, sometimes you just blur over it, a noise?
P-H-I-L. Like,
yeah, Regis Philbin.
No, I just say Regis and Kelly. Regis.
Which, by the way, did you see Kathy Lee step down on the Today Show?
She did? I did not.
Yeah.
Why?
Yesterday. I think yesterday, right? Yesterday morning?
Oh, I think she. I've been under a rock.
Yeah. By the way, Regis Philbin is the right answer for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
With a B.
There you go. How about Let's Make a Deal?
Oh, Howie.
Mm-mm. You're thinking of...
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal.
Let's Make a Deal?
Mm-hmm. Wayne Brady.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Family Feud.
Hold on. Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Family Feud back in the day?
Yeah, I feel like that's when I watched it most.
Okay, well, some people don't know that there have been a few big hosts of Family Feud.
Yeah, who was the one we used to watch?
Well, back in the day when I watched on Game Show Network with my grandma,
yeah,
it was Richard Dawson.
Okay,
and he would go up and kiss people on the mouth.
Yeah.
That was before us, like when Richard Dawson was it. But I would watch that and be like, man, this guy's going right to town. And then after that, like Ray Combs was Amy the one that you would remember? You won't know his name, but Ray, and then Louis Anderson and then the guy from Home Improvement did it for a while.
Oh, yeah. Ray Combs. That's who I know. Yeah,
but Ray Combs is the guy. You just wouldn't know his name. But yeah.
True.
Yeah. Here's one you won't get, but this show was such a big part of our, like, 2 years of our life. The Weakest Link.
Chris Harrison.
No, not today. Her name was Ann Robinson. But do you remember how big that show was?
Yes. Yeah. And now I remember her.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And everybody would walk around saying that all the time. And that show lasted like 6 episodes. But that was a big one for that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for the kids listening.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bring in our youngest show member, Morgan number 2. Hey, Morgan number 2, you're 25.
Yeah.
Talk to me about The Weakest Link. Do you know that show?
I vaguely remember watching it as a kid, but couldn't really tell you basically the plot of the show. I just remember the name.
Okay. How about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Regis when it was like blowing up?
Yes. I totally watched that a lot.
Was Wichita just going crazy with it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think at school we would talk about all of the things. It was kind of our trivia. It was like a little bit of homework for us on TV.
You know what else was big for a minute? Was that Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, yeah. So Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah. I mean, that's not on my... Why are you scratching so hard, Amy? What's wrong with you?
Oh, sorry, bugs. I had an itch.
I was watching the Office episode where they have lice in the... Because I've watched The Office from front to back again. And I put on my Insta story where it reminded me of Amy because Dwight comes in a full hazmat suit to get rid of the lice.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me of Amy when she went through all the lice with her kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, even talking about it makes me itch.
Yeah. You were scratching really hard, so much so that I needed to acknowledge on the air you were scratching yourself so hard.
I thought maybe I was scratching so loud that you could hear it. And I was shoot.
I'm looking at you scratch yourself like, are you okay? Do you have a ringworm? That's what my grandma used to always say to me. Do you have a ringworm?
Oh, I mean, my husband thinks our daughter had one on her arm, but
yeah.
I Googled it and I don't think it's ringworm.
I'm not even sure what a ringworm is.
Well,
she'd always go, we're going to get some Ajax to wash that off.
What do I need to do just in case it is?
Call my grandma. She's not alive anymore.
Well, Ajax?
That sounds pretty intense,
though.
I know, because Ajax is like powder and like hardcore.
It's like powdered bleach.
Yeah. She was like, we're going to get some Ajax. I think she would always mean with like girls. Because she'd be like, don't be kissing girls. I have to get some Ajax to wash that off. And I was like, grandma, no girl even wants to kiss me. I didn't even kiss a girl until I was like 15, you know, whatever.
And it was like a dare, right? Or spin the bottle.
Yeah, you want to hear the story real quick?
Or 7 minutes in heaven. What was it?
It wasn't that. I've never made 7 minutes in heaven. That's never happened to me. My first kiss ever, I was actually a teenager, but I was 13 or 14. And I was in Kansas City and we were playing spin the bottle. And I didn't really know the people I was with because I was up with my uncle roofing houses all summer, trying to make some money for school clothes the next year. And so we were playing spin the bottle, and it lands on the girl. Then it lands on me, and she goes, oh, do I have to?
Golly, that's stuff that probably still comes up in therapy, huh?
Amy, I tell the story right now, and I go, ugh.
Yeah, I know. Like that.
Because I remember vividly her going, do I have to? Like, do I have to?
Because
it landed on me.
And then so everyone was like, well, yeah, you have to?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want her to do it.
Mm.
So I was like, you don't have to. And they're like, yes, you have to. And so now I'm fighting for her to not kiss me. Even though that's how my whole life. That's what it's like now.
I wonder what she's doing now.
Bobby Bones.
Yes. All right, here's the game. And Merry Christmas to you guys because this is the most fun game that we may play. It's the One Hit Wonder game. Well, you'll know the song for sure. All you have to do is tell me the artist.
All right.
Ooh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Up first. Yeah. Sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember this one.
I'm in for the win.
Amy's struggling over there.
Oh, boy.
I know who it is.
That's all you're looking for. Who is it?
Oh, I thought I had a song.
No, just the artist.
Okay, I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Macy Gray.
That's correct. Amy.
Macy Gray.
Eddie?
Macy Gray.
Good. Well, you would have known this one, right? I'm not putting this in the game, but... I get
no time! Yeah. No. Chumbawamba.
That was going to be the example, but I didn't think you guys need an example. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Who sings this? Baby, you're all that I want when you're lying. This one's worth 2 points.
Oh, man.
Difficulty scale tough. 2 points for this one.
I'm in.
Do you recognize this version?
Yeah.
One hit wonder, Amy?
Heather.
Graham.
She's an actress.
Solid guess. Not. Lunchbox?
Battleship.
That's a Galactica. Ready?
Far East Movement.
No.
No.
That would be like a G6.
Yeah.
Dang.
You weren't going to get it. It was DJ Sammy.
Oh.
DJ Sammy?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Take you away from me.
All right, back to a one-pointer.
Took a dive on the way down.
From 2004.
Sorry. And you saved me from myself.
Sound familiar?
Ooh, maybe.
This is just so hard.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, this is a hard one, Bones.
I've heard this one, but
it's only worth 1 point, though. Lunchbox.
Daniel Bedingfield.
Out of nowhere guess.
What?
But that's not right. But that's
Natasha's brother.
Yeah, he had one hit first. Yeah.
Wow,
Eddie.
I didn't know that. I put Duncan Sheik.
Don't know.
Oh, good guess.
I remember that dude.
Amy.
Slaughterhouse.
Huh?
Slaughterhouse.
No, that would be Ryan Cabrera.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's Ryan Cabrera?
Okay. From 2005, name this one-hit wonder, The Artist. You'll all know the song.
One pointer?
Because you had a bad day. You take one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Daniel Powder?
Lunchbox?
You're right. I got too cocky. I put Howie Day. I'm such an idiot.
Oh, wow. Howie Day.
I thought Howie Day, but I heard Bad Day. It's not, it doesn't go. Daniel Powder.
Daniel Powder is the answer.
I got so cocky.
Okay. This is a two-pointer
here. Okay.
From 2011, a one-hit wonder worth 2 points.
Somebody that I used to know.
Oh my gosh, I got it. Like that just came to my head.
100%. But you treat me like a stranger and I feel so
that's two-pointer?
Two-pointer.
That's not right.
Lunchbox?
Hoobastank.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Amy?
Gautier.
Correct. Eddie.
I'm so impressed with myself. I remembered Gautier.
Yeah.
Don't know them.
One more. One hit wonder. You want to do it worth 5 points?
Yes. Come on.
For 5 points.
So basically, whoever gets this one wins.
Yeah, why
right?
not?
That's how we play.
It's almost Christmas, you know?
Okay.
From 2015.
Oh my gosh. My daughter was just watching this video last night.
And he's out of her chair dancing.
Because I'm so annoyed. Because she was watching a parody.
I'm so close.
I'm in for the win.
5 points.
Alright, whatever. I'm in.
I mean, I'm just, this is not right.
Lunchbox?
Don't call it a comeback. Chris Kringle.
That's Santa Claus.
Oh.
Eddie?
Okay. So I said, it's OM.
Oh, that's it. You're right.
It's I wrote OMI, but I'm scared it's OMG.
What are
you? It's not OMG.
Wait, no. What is your answer?
I wrote OMI.
What's your answer?
OMI. But what, that makes no sense.
Say final answer or whatever you
feel. No! OMI.
Final answer.
Yes.
Final answer.
Yes.
Say it.
OMI.
Final answer.
Yes.
All I'm asking
you
to say is
final answer.
Final answer. Yeah.
Dang
oh,
it.
My goodness.
Amy?
Well, I wrote down Kid Cudi.
Eddie.
I almost went OMG. You don't understand.
You win.
Yeah. Wow. Vamos y me salvaré. Ya todos gustaron. Con el ritmo pasado. Con esta melodía. Vamos y me salvaré.
Nice win, buddy.
Woo! Thank you,
hey, what a win today, huh?
Love it.
What a win.
It's a great day.
Yeah, come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Amy, I started watching that show, The Good Place.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
Pretty funny.
Okay.
For some reason, I'd heard it was good. And I also watched The Office from beginning to end again, which took me about a week.
But I started watching The Good Place. It's pretty funny. That, what's her name on that show? Dax Shepard?
Like Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
Really funny. And so she goes to kind of a neighborhood in heaven, and she accidentally gets in. And it's pretty good. Listen, I'm only like a few episodes in, but like I'm into it. It's kind of giving me a show to be excited about. So I've been watching that. Obviously, I've been watching The Office. Mike D, who is a writer on the show, so he writes like the countdowns and writes a bunch of the games. He's a big TV nerd, movie nerd. And he's now going to give us, if I can get a drum roll, please, his top five TV shows of 2018. Are you ready, Mike D?
Yeah, I'm ready.
At number five.
Ozark Season 2.
Yeah, I never finished it.
It's good.
I watched the first few episodes. You like Season 2, huh?
I like it, yeah.
Amy?
I mean,
Did you watch Season 2 is my question?
Yes, I did. I liked it.
Okay. That was my only question.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought I had to give like a more official review.
No. Did you? No, you liked it. That's good enough. Number four, Mike D.
The Staircase.
You know, a little long. A little long, a little bit of work, but I love being able to talk about that with people after it was over. So I would recommend it. The Staircase, that documentary about the guy whose wife falls down the stairs on Netflix. Okay. I liked it. It's like one of those movies too. Amy, you ever have one of those movies you watch? And while you're watching it, you're going, I don't know if this is any good. But then when it's over, you're like, oh, that was good.
Yeah. I mean,
I felt that way about The Staircase.
Yeah, there you were needed times the full thing.
I was struggling. I was like, I don't know if this is good. And then when I finished it, I was like, yeah, that was worth it. Number three, Mike D.
The Haunting of Hill House.
That's that scary movie?
Yeah, scary Netflix show.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. Don't care. Don't want to talk about it because I might have a nightmare from just talking about it. Number two.
Evil Genius.
Was good about the person who went into the bank with the bomb on their neck and you didn't know what she was up to.
Golly,
that's a good doc. Amy, did you watch that one?
Yes, and it was so nutso.
It was so good. And number one, Mike D, your favorite show from the year?
The Good Place.
Oh, yeah, it's good, huh?
Yeah, I love that show.
Are you done?
Well, they're still airing episodes, so I'm caught up, though.
You're caught up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, look at that. You know what's funny to me about TV? Amy's kids are new to America. They've been here a year. They come from an orphanage. They were in an orphanage in Haiti for all their life until like the last year. But like now they're obsessed with Netflix, right? And your daughter doesn't quite understand commercials.
Yes. I would say 99% of her TV watching is on Netflix or Amazon. So whenever we watch normal TV, which is rare, and there's a commercial, she doesn't get it. She doesn't understand why we have to watch it and why we can't just like, you know, eliminate it. She's like, well, can we pay a dollar?
Well, you're like, won't you pay a dollar?
Yeah, you pay. She probably would. That's how much she like doesn't want to do it. She would go to her little piggy bank and be like, here's four quarters.
That's kind of funny, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, it just goes to show like kids, like we used to have to sit through everything. I mean, we used to have to, if it was Friday night and Full House was going to be on, like TGIF, like we had to be home at Friday night to watch it. If not, we had to put in our VHS tape and record it.
And not only that, we could never quite figure out how to record it when we weren't there.
Oh,
so
true.
You had to be there to record it, which made no sense because you could then watch it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, kids these days have it so easy.
They have it different. We'll say that.
Yeah.
Because I think our parents were like kids these days with their Walkmans.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can just, remember when we got like a CD player that you could actually move around with?
Yes.
And you take it, and for me, I put it in my car, and you hit a bump, and it would skip, and Hootie and Blowfish would go, I only want to be like, what?
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I used to go on like 3-mile runs carrying a Discman, like a walk. Like
and hold carrying it like it's a bowl of cereal.
Yes. Yeah, and holding, yes. Yeah. Holding it like it's hot soup, too, because it cannot come out.
Because I wanted to listen to whatever CD I wanted in for my run, and I would just, hold it and jog around the neighborhood. I was like, oh my gosh.
You would run with it like a Starbucks that fills a cup up just a little too much, where you don't want to spill it, mm-hmm. and you really don't want to. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny your daughter doesn't really understand commercials.
No, she literally is like, it's hard for her to process because she doesn't really watch that much normal TV. So
yeah, that's funny. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like your kids.
Oh, they don't get things like commercials?
Well, they remind me that we're getting old, you know?
Exactly.
They do remind me that. All right. Thanks for hanging out. By the way, let me recommend on January 5th, I will be in Muskegon, Michigan. I should mention this because we're going to be gone. And then if you want to get somebody a nice Christmas present, it's one of the final comedy shows of the year. I had to reschedule it because of Dancing with the Stars. But January 5th, I'll be in Muskegon, Michigan, doing my comedy tour. Would love to see you. Tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
It's a Bobby Bones show.
You ever somewhere and you see a friend, you go, hey. They turn around and it's not the person you thought it was.
Yes.
You ever do that?
Yeah, that happens to me.
Lunchbox did that, what, yesterday?
Yeah, I was picking up lunch and I come out of the door and I look to my left and this brown haired girl comes around the corner, long hair, and I'm like, oh, Jana the Beautiful.
Jana Crane. He thought it was Jana Crane.
I mean, out of the corner.
By the way, why would you yell Jana the Beautiful?
That's the first problem.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, because if I just yell Jana, you know, I'm not going to yell Jana Kramer. I don't want to attract attention to her. Just out of the corner of my left eye, I saw her and I thought it was Jana Kramer. And I yelled, Jana the Beautiful. And this girl looks at me with those big old, you know how the eyes pop out of the head, like, excuse me? And I was like, oh, sorry, you're not Jana. And I just kept on walking. Wasn't Jana Kramer, guys. Like, she was not going in to pick up her lunch at 12:30 yesterday.
Was she beautiful?
She was beautiful because it looked like Jana Kramer, the straight, really beautiful hair, beautiful. Tan skin. I mean, I thought it was Jana Kramer for an instant, and I just yelled it.
Do you like hair?
I don't really notice hair, but this girl had hair like Jana Kramer. I mean, I'm telling you guys, she could have been Jana Kramer's stunt double.
Like, what's your thing?
Oh, here we go.
No, I just wonder.
You ready for this?
Well, I just wonder, like, what?
I mean, I like mountains.
Okay.
See? See?
I like that body, body.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Amy, what's your thing?
Oh, how dare you?
Yeah, now it feels weird, like, saying, but I don't say, like, oh, mountains.
Yeah. Well,
but biceps.
How do I get judged? See, here's what's funny.
But I know, it just feels weird because, yeah, I'm calling out.
Because I call out a girl's body, and then she calls out a guy.
No, you said a body, body. You know what I'm talking about.
And then you start singing it, and you yell mountains.
Yes.
Like, it's just not, just because it's like a nine-year-old. That's why.
Yes. And then I feel awkward.
Like, everybody's attracted to something.
Yeah, like, I like muscles.
Yeah. Is that why it never worked out with you and me?
Oh, boy.
We never even started.
I never had muscles.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, and forearms, like forearms.
Yeah, I mean, I like Harry and Larry. That's what my husband calls
them. Oh, arms.
So okay. What about Eddie?
Like curls for the girls.
What about Eddie's muscles? How you feel about that?
They're there. You got to look past the little bit of fat I got on.
Like any of us, let's say in your younger
Bobby,
days.
Bobby, you have muscles. Lunchbox hasn't ever, you know, you've never lifted weights.
Amy's stammering through the whole thing.
I know, this is awkward
Lunchbox
for
has
me.
Zero
but
muscles.
I don't think he lifts weights. He just, like, cardio-wise, Lunchbox is, like, in shape. But I don't think he's ever lifted weights, right?
I've lifted them a few times in my life. Yeah, actually. to be frank with you.
That's not.
But I mean, okay. So what is the question?
I guess my point was, like, we're all in our younger days.
Is like a bodybuilder.
All of us. Who would you,
no,
like, most likely?
No, this is not a fun game.
Oh, yeah. Most likely.
If you're,
you got to take everything into account.
22, 23,
this
right?
This is not a fun game.
You don't like it?
No.
Look at us, Amy.
But look at us all. We're all at 22
remember,
or 23.
I don't remember y'all.
No, we are 22 right now.
Right now.
Like, 22, you're 22.
Come on, who would it probably be? Because you like muscle. So it's not me. I mean, I probably second
so
mind Raymundo.
Ray.
Is it Raymundo?
It's Ray and Bobby-ish.
What?
Really? But you got, so what about
I got an ish, by the way.
What about personality?
No, Ray-ish, Bobby-ish. It's okay. A mixture.
Okay. Wow.
No personality in there? No. They're funny?
We're all getting offended from 12 years ago. What?
First of all, Ray and Bobby are both hilarious.
Thank you.
I mean, you would rather, like, listen.
Go ahead.
You would rather date a lame dude like Bobby than have fun with a dude like me?
I know Bobby's ex-girlfriends. I know he's not lame to date.
Why would you just say Bobby's not lame? And have to, like, you know me well enough anyway.
But I don't know you as a boyfriend.
Okay.
But I know girls, like, let's take one of your girlfriends, for example, that you dated for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
She's, like, one of the coolest people I know. And I know she wouldn't have dated him for 4 years if he was lame.
She has a lot of patience.
Yeah.
That one.
She was trying to chisel something out of it.
Then came out dry.
No, it was like, well, great.
No, she still thinks you're great.
Yeah.
And not lame.
Okay.
Bobby, what do you look for, though? I mean, we talked about us. You know, you see a girl, what are you looking at?
You like the mountains, Bobby?
I don't talk about people like that.
Or you like the ocean?
You just made me talk about people
What's
like that.
What's the ocean?
No, he's asking what your thing was. I don't know what the ocean is. I don't know. He's just making things up.
No. If you just think about
Bobby
it.
Bobby likes bangs.
Do I, though? I don't know.
Do.
I dated, like, two girls in a row that had bangs.
Correct.
So I'm always bang guy now.
And he also knees.
I just happen to have two girls that had bangs.
Hair bangs.
Okay. So let's relax on that. I've had girlfriends since I haven't.
I was trying to think of something. Okay, eyes.
I like
knees.
Intelligence.
Oh yeah,
like someone super smart.
But you can't tell that when
he
you look at
him. He likes wit.
Yeah, I do love a good
he
wit.
He likes wit.
Oh yeah, you do like that.
Quick wit.
I do like getting some wit.
What? But there, you do look at elbows and knees, don't you?
What?
No,
I remember
not really.
This from years ago.
No, a long
ago.
Time
elbows,
ago.
Knees, and
there
toes.
There was a girl on American Idol.
Haley Scarnato from San Antonio,
this
Texas.
This is like 15 years ago. Yes. I made a comment about her knees.
Yeah, Lunchbox was like, oh my gosh, she's so guy. Hot. And Bobby goes, but did y'all look at her knees?
Well, what was so special about her knees?
I don't remember. Eddie, I was like 24.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He wasn't attracted to them.
This is like a court case.
So that's when we learned.
The precedent's been set a long time ago.
That there's like a thing with knees, and now I'm super self-conscious about my knees.
No, you're not. Okay, well, this has been an interesting conversation. It wasn't Jana Kramer. You thought it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I thought it was Jana Kramer, and it's very embarrassing when the moment you realize it's not, because it's like, man, I thought I was going to have a moment with Jana Kramer, and then it's just some strange
what
lady.
What moment? Hey, beautiful Janet. Like, and why do you yell at people? Like that's why people get so uncomfortable. Like, celebrities, you yell at them.
Because I got excited. When you see a celebrity, you get excited. Except for it wasn't Jana Kramer. So this lady was just probably on her lunch break, and she's like, yeah. What a creep.
Well, someone, yes. Okay. Amy, anything you'd like to add to this?
No, I'm done with this.
Yeah, me too.
How did we even get here?
I went to get lunch, and Jana Kramer.
I know, but that turned into like.
The end. Well, I just wonder what
then I had to
like,
pick the 23-year-old I would date in the room. And,
Me and Lunchbox were not included.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
Well, Eddie, the 23-year-old, if we were 23, you were like, 46.
No.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, this is like food edition because all three of my stories have to do with food. But the first one, so intriguing to me. There's a pizza restaurant that is using bacon and pancakes as toppings.
That's interesting. You know, I would go gross, but I started to like dessert pizza.
Yeah.
So I think breakfast pizza. And I also read a story that if you just eat cold pizza from the night before, it's more times than not healthier than whatever you're eating for breakfast the next day anyway. Did you know that?
No. What?
Yeah.
But I want to know why.
Just because we have these foods that are automatically associated with breakfast with us, muffins.
And then we think that that's healthy and it's not. Yeah.
It's not.
I gotcha.
So anyway, that sounds maybe like it wouldn't be that good, but I'm looking at a picture of it, and it looks like full pancakes. Like tiny pancakes.
Yeah, it's little teeny tiny little pancakes. Yeah. Like they look like little pepperonis, but they're pancakes.
Yeah, that's good. What else?
Okay, so there could be a pill that we could take that allows us to eat whatever we want. Researchers in Australia believe they have pinpointed a gene that controls weight gain. And if they're right, they'll be able to develop a medicine that switches this gene on and off. And boom, you take the pill, you can eat whatever you want, and you won't even gain a pound.
Now, I'm not disagreeing that it could happen.
Yeah.
But once we start messing around with our genes and genetic through pills.
I know. I mean, we already see it happen like with, you know, not the same thing, but birth control. You mess with hormones and we see how that affects women's bodies.
Slippery. And again, just because I want to eat some of that pancake breakfast pizza, I'm going to be eating a pill.
I know. Whoa. How amazing would that be?
Because that's what I would do, Amy. I wouldn't use it for the right reason. I would go, man, I sure do love chicken fried steak with white gravy. I think I'll have a pill. So,
I know
it will happen. You know what's also going to happen is these food. We're going to be able to eat a pill. It's going to fill us up. But like, we're
that wasn't like on Hunger Games. But you know, in the Capitol in Hunger Games, they would eat whatever they wanted and they would take a pill. I can't remember what it would make them do. Would it just make them?
Well, I think you're thinking of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory too. But it's a combination of shows you're thinking now.
Yeah.
But you could take it and it would taste like whatever you wanted it to. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, who eats cookie dough? Anybody?
No, you'll die.
No.
What?
Don't eat raw cookie dough. For years, we've known not to eat raw cookie dough. People still do it. But that's how people end up with like salmonella.
No, salmonella. Or E. coli, which that's why I'm talking about this, is because the CDC announced another reminder that it's not safe to eat raw cookie dough. And the concern, obviously, is like Bobby was saying, because of raw eggs and raw flour, E. coli, salmonella. And they say when you prepare homemade cookie dough, cake mixes, or even bread, you may be tempted to taste a bite before it's fully cooked. But they say steer clear of this temptation. And I'm like, what?
You need to treat your cookies like you treat your chicken. Don't eat it before it's ready to cook and eat.
I just don't. Like, even I read this and I'm like, yeah, right. I'm not listening to this. Like, cookie dough is the best.
Well, and you're going to get all the manellas. You're going to get sweet manella, sour manella. You're going to get, good luck to you. You're reading science telling you not to do it.
I know. I mean, the CDC, they definitely know what they're talking about. But for whatever reason, when it's cookie batter, it doesn't apply to me.
Okay, there
so
you go.
So there's
it.
Your there's your warning though to all the people we did our part. Amy, that's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, what's up today?
I mean, still just trying to figure out how to keep my kids warm when we go to Colorado for Christmas.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. I can't find the right gear, and it's not like Nashville is different than Colorado, but I don't want to wait till we get there to buy it because I feel like it'll just be more expensive, and I just feel like they're going to be cold, and they're going to hate it, and they're just going to leave, and I'm going to be like, well, kids, we're here with the family all through Christmas, so let's just get happy. I don't know.
Well, if you're new to the show, Amy's kids are from Haiti, so they're not used to, first of all, cold. And they're not used to real cold, so that's why it's actual an issue.
It's an actual issue, and they're 11 and 8, so it's like sometimes when kids can grow up in it and they know the fun that's to be had in snow, they just sacrifice being cold and they have fun. Well, my kids, I just don't want to create a bad like first day in the snow experience, and then they just want to stay inside all day, and it's just not going to be cool.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, thanks. What about you?
Another big day on Idol because we're doing Hollywood Week and they've cut a bunch of kids and now everybody's like sleep deprived and hungry, and I'm basically the life coach because they don't want to talk to the producers at this point. The producers just like in their face with cameras, and they don't get to talk to Luke Bryan or Katy Perry or Lionel Richie because they're the judges that stay separate. So I'm the middle ground. So I'm basically the counselor, and then they're like, what kind of song do I sing? And so I just help them with all kinds of stuff. So I do that. I think I work till midnight tonight. Like I leave here and go till midnight. Yeah. It's good though. It's a good problem to have. Everybody's sick. Because once one person gets sick, everybody's sick. So, and it's like winter and like, ugh.
But winter in LA.
Yeah, but everybody came from not LA, right?
Oh, gotcha.
Everybody flew from
and
different places.
And they brought
places.
All their winter diseases.
And also you get 100 people in the room. I say kids. They're 16 to 29, you know? You get 100 people in a room. Some of them are sick. So, I'm going to go do that. But it's good. Today's show was good. I appreciate everybody. Get in on this contest. BobbyBones.com. Come watch the Raging Idiots and Friends play at the Ryman. We're going to fly you down, get you in a hotel, give you some tickets. Show sold out, but it's like Eddie and myself and our band. And then Luke Bryan shows up, and Cole Swindell shows up, and Lady Antebellum shows up. It's a big deal. BobbyBones.com. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.